Blog Talk Radio.
Can I convince you what you see is real? Who am I to blame you for doubting what you feel? I was always reaching, you were just a girl. I knew I took for granted the friend I have in. I was living for a dream, loving for a moment, taking on the world. That was just my style. Now I look into your eyes, I can see forever. The century's over, you were with me.
Yes, indeed. You were with me all the while. That's a song we can relate to. sure we can say we were looking for the good Lord and we found him. Well, this is July 8th and we're rolling on into July 8th, my month, of course. I would not hesitate to say that. But just want to say present good morning to each and every one of you, those who are already locked on here via the telephone, and for those out there in radio land, of course, want to say present good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. This is CGV, your Saturday morning entertainment show. And of course, we'll be here to give you a full 3 hours of pure entertainment. But before we do so, let's go ahead and say good morning to Donna B. over there in New York. First up this morning. Good morning, and how are you today?
Hi, good morning. Good morning. I'm doing fine over here. I'm not in New York this morning, though. I'm in New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey. Okay, you do. You sure do get around. All right. Busy, busy B. Donna B. I heard the B, so Donna B. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Very well. How is New Jersey this morning?
Well, kind of overcast this morning, but doing all right.
Okay, say no more. We're going to put some sunshine into New Jersey this morning.
Here today, kind of cloudy.
Okay, we'll put some sunshine into New Jersey and the rest of the world. How about that? Let's hear from Murchis, who is in New York. I can think I can put my 2 cents on that one. Good morning, Murchis.
Good morning, Iva. Good morning, Donna. Good morning to each and every one of you.
Good morning.
Kathleen, Cardinal, Leon Dennis, and all the others who are logged on.
Okay. Present,
good morning.
Very good. Okay, so we'll go and say good morning to Leon. He's up. We say good morning to you as well. Good morning, Leon, and you'll tell us what's happening in South Tallahassee.
Pleasant good morning to you. Are you hearing me?
Hearing you loud and clear. Yes, sir.
Okay, good morning to you, Marcus, to Donna, who's in my country.
Morning.
Patterson, New Jersey, and all the others who are lost. Wonderful day in my neck of the woods. It is the same wherever you are. Have a wonderful, wonderful day today.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And we'll hear from Sister Kathleen, and of course, having said how she's doing, she'll lead us off in prayer, and then Lynn, you'll come on with your prayer and your prayer list as well. Sister Kathleen.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderfully well. Good to know you're here and you're up and about.
Oh, yes. Another beautiful day.
Yes, thank the Lord for that. And my month, you know, it's special. Every day in this month is very, 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 very special. The others are just very special. But this month is very, very, very special. The only month in which when we ask you to do anything 24/7, is the only month we're getting 24/7. July 24th.
Oh, okay. Well,
there
good.
We go. Now we have it.
Well, I can say the same. My very, very special month also, a special day is July 27th.
Oh.
So another blessed day.
July 27th?
Yep, I'm July 27th, just around the corner.
I have a brother. Man, I'm telling you, my list is going. I have to make sure that only what gets this to put in his list. And Cardinal would put this in his pipe and he's going to smoke it all day. July
27th. Oh, yeah.
I have a brother by that.
And
birthday also. All right. Well, you've made my day. You can take us off in prayer.
Another
one.
Okay, but I also want to say my very dear prayer partner and sister in Christ, Sister Barb, she has a birthday this month as well.
Yes,
so
the 24th. Yes, just like my grandmother, 24th. Yeah, I'm stocking up. You know, we have a race to see who have the most birthdays, people that we know. So I think I'm I'm tipping over Leon right now. Leon was ruling the roost there last year, but we're adding. Okay.
Okay.
A good cardinal.
Okay. Then I'll open up in prayer.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you for another day to enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We rejoice in your day and thank you for your glorious blessings. Now as we approach your throne of grace, we ask you to remove any obstructions that would impede our hearing of what you want us to learn today. Settle our minds and open our ears and heart to your teaching. We thank you in Jesus' name for enabling our radio audience to be blessed by your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that. And now we bring on Brother Lynn. He has a prayer for us also. And he has a prayer list. Let's see if a name has been added or taken off because they've gotten well over the years. Lynn.
Yeah, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for your giving us this opportunity to have yet another show. We pray you to let it continue without any obstruction. Who are making it possible, the ones who have done so financially and those who have done so morally, Lord. We pray especially for the ones who are struggling with ill health, having done so for a period of time, Lord. We just ask that you continue to bless them, heal them from the bottom of their feet to the top of their heads. Namely, Lord, Dr. Leroy Lashney and his dear daughter, Lisa. Murchis and Bobsy Nisbet. Dr. Eugene Francis. Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Edward Carter, Oliver Solomon. El Camino Willett, Lord, we just want you to remember those brothers, as well as Ralston Otto, Wentworth and Talbert Francis, brothers of mine. Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunthrop, Mona Daniel, Fillmore, Paul Pike, Earl Stevens, and all the wonderful people that I've not mentioned, Lord, those who have not expressed their concerns. We pray for them, Lord. We just pray that you just continue to heal them, bless the show, and bless the ones who are preparing to celebrate their birthday in July, knowing that September would always be ahead. Lord, thank you for that. Mercy. All these we ask in your blessed name. Let this show this morning be blessed. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
A big amen to that. A big
amen.
Don't make that.
That needs an amen and amen.
Yes. How about a prayer list, Leon? I know you have a prayer list for us. Yeah. You with me, Leon?
Yes, I'm still with you, yes. Yes, I just want to put in a little humor there, but I hope God don't blame me for doing that.
Oh, no. Maybe good Lord love that. We love that. Trust me, because on the pulpit sometimes that's what keeps the audience going. Yes, but you have the prayer list because you never know. When the prayer goes up, the blessing comes down.
Exactly.
So you can reveal your prayer list. That's okay. You have the names of the
oh,
on
yeah,
your prayer list?
I did mention some already, but I don't know if he heard me. I say, Lord, we pray especially for our dear brothers, Dr. Leroy Lashley and his dear daughter, Lisa. Murchis and Bobsy Nisbet, Lord. We pray especially for Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, of course, El Camino Willett, Ralston Otto, two great cricketers of ours, Wentworth and Talbert Francis, two brothers of mine, Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunthrop, Mona Daniel, Fillmore Hallfight. Lord, we have not heard from our dear brother for a while, Lord. We just pray that he is okay. Jeanette Hughes, my niece, Dr. Roger Brown, Virgil Francis's son, and Mr. Linford McKenzie over there in Texas, Lord. We pray for the ones who have not expressed their concerns. We pray that the show will continue to be one to be remembered, and today's show in particular will be well enjoyed. We pray that all will be well today. Bless the host, bless the co-host, bless all the other participants this morning, and trust that this show will continue. We also pray for our dear brother over there in California. He's always in his pajamas, Lord. But whenever the show is on, he is just awake. Lord, we thank you for everything you've done to make it possible that this show can be remembered and continued, Lord. Trust that the ones who are listening will indeed enjoy every moment and be blessed this morning. We thank you again for everything and pray that all will be well today. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
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 Of course, you know, we would have our little housekeeping here in which we are into the inspirational portion. We go until the 10 o'clock hour. We go to the top of the hour. Then we'll have sports. But do you know that, oh, we're here in terms of anything to inspire you. As long as it's something uplifting, we're sure it'll be touching someone out there. And all we ask is that you just sing along. If you have to mute yourself, especially with song that we would be playing, feel free to dance and shout and sing and shout and praise the Lord. Well, of course, we will have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. This is July 8th. And that comes to your compliment, Mr. Audley Watson. That's Mawubi's son. Mawubi is a blessed memory, of course. Of course, Colonel will come on in and he'll greet his special fans. He has some special ones. Let's see if anybody would have made his list or if anybody would have fell off along the way. Of course, we try to remember the Antigua Care folks, and if they're not in, that's Don and Debbie. We have some representation for them. Let's see if this morning we'll have a little from Sister Kathleen over there in St. Thomas, in the Virgin Islands, concerning health, who wants to bring an addition to the show. So we'll make a space for her once she's available to introduce it, and then we'll have some guests as the weeks and months roll ahead. Well, of course, at the top of the hour, 11 o'clock, we have an open line type, but along the way, Colonel will have a commentary for us, one of his own. But then you can pick a topic of your own once it suits our broadcast standard, and we will have you audible. So the number to reach us would be 563-999-3693. And you'll push the 1, and you'll become audible. So with that, let's see if I can get a piece of this song, which I partly recorded it. Thanks to you, Liam.
But now, everyone wants to play that.
Okay, that's the ending of one of the ones that is on.
So, dear gentlemen, raise your back tonight. You can put your hand to it, if you can, if you have the courage to stop it. You may just decide it's too hard to handle. That's your
best drive. Awesome.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn. Hold on. there is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes it whole. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, confused and
looking so lovely as you do tonight. Never seen you shine so bright. Never seen so many men ask you if you want to dance. Looking for a little romance, give them half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, or the highlights in your hair that catch your eyes. I have been blind, lady.
Verse 1 tells us to imitate God as children.
children are imitators. They often do what they see their parents do. We are to follow God's model. Don't follow the world nor the culture of the times. Verse 2 tells us how to relate to others. We should live a life of love. Love others the way Christ loves us. God's love is extravagant. It goes beyond the usual. His love is unconditional. Our love for others should be the same. Do you have that kind of love? If not, we should pray and ask God for his love to permeate our spirit. Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4, 5, and 6 says, his love suffers long and is kind, does not envy, does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. We should follow God's example and walk continually in love. That means we should value one another. Practice empathy and compassion. Unselfishly seek the best for others. According to Colossians 3, says, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave us, so also should you. When we love like we love children of God, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma, we will be doing the same, presenting ourselves as an offering and sacrifice to God. My prayer is that we desire to give ourselves up daily as an offering and sacrifice to God to be the difference the world should see. Father God, help us all to perceive from your lenses the difference we can make as game changers in this world for your glory and to follow your example. Help us to walk in love daily. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that is so enlightening.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain,
God on the mountain. Hello.
is standing by, but we'll do it a little bit better than that. I think that we should not have God standing by. We should have him ever present in our lives. That is one person who is telling you, I promise you something, and I want you to hold me to that promise. Could you imagine that? Some people promise things and we duck away from it and even forget to promise the things. But God is saying, hold me to the promise that I promise to take care of you. Grace thrillers.
Every day.
take you passing by, know the great fidelity assurance that God will take care of us. We just have to trust Him, put our trust in Him. I'm going to go a little outside, and I'm going to give some credence to this. It's a poem. I sent it out to a few of my very, very close friends and relatives, but I think I'll take the time out to do it some justice. It's a beautiful poem by Mario de Granda. He was born 1893, died in 1945. The poet, novelist, essayist, and musicalist. And he's one of the founders of the Brazilian modernism. And here is this beautiful reading. My soul is in a hurry. I counted my years and discovered that I now have less time left to live than I had lived until now. I feel like the kid who won a pack of candy. He ate the first few with pleasure. But when he realized there were few left, he began to savor them deeply. I don't have time for endless meetings where we discuss bylaws, rules, procedures, internal regulations, knowing that nothing will happen. I no longer have time to put up with absurd people who, despite their chronological age, have not grown up. My time is short to discuss titles. I want the essentials. My soul is in a hurry. Without many sweets in the package, I want to live next to human people, very human, who know how to laugh at their mistakes, who are not vain in their triumphs, people who don't consider themselves elected before their time, people who don't try to escape their responsibilities. I am looking for people who defend human dignity, people who only want to walk on the side of truth and honesty. The essential is what makes life worth living. I want to surround myself with people who know how to touch people's hearts, people who have learned from the hard knocks of life to grow up with soft touches in their soul. Yes, I am in a hurry. I am in a hurry to live with the intensity that only maturity can give. I intend not to waste any of the candy I have left. I am sure they will be more exquisite than the ones I have eaten so far. My goal is to arrive at the end satisfied and at peace with my loved ones and with my conscience. We have two lives, and the second one starts when you realize that you only have one. That is just beautiful, if you ask me. I'll say the same. And that was written by Mario de Grande, born 1893, died in 1945.
Ah, yes, God. see. I needed someone who could take away the emptiness inside. I turn away when friends would tell me I should come to you and surrender all my life. My life was reckless till I obeyed them and find a church that I could go to set me free. It was at the altar I cried, Lord, save me. I felt the burden slowly lifting off my life. My life was lost without you. Every time I think I'm better, I get worse. Oh, dear Jesus, I need your help, Lord. Don't you ever turn away and let me fall. All I have is only you, Lord. Every friend I look to always let me down. I remember you promised depending on you, Lord, to hear my call. Lord, I love you. Lord, I need you. Oh, Lord, I need you in the middle of the night. Oh, I was lost. Oh, I wonder, where are you, Lord, when the devil seemed to knock me on the floor? Now I see,
and all can go on the show. sure we were having fun. I hope with Dennis over there in his PJs and he's wide awake, or is his eyes wide shut? Well, Sister Kathleen is going to take us out of this segment. And just before I say that, I know the Kathleen over there in the Virgin Islands, I'm going to ask her to just do one bad. He said she's not too bad, do one bad. Because he said she's not feeling well, so in other words, she's feeling bad. So I don't know who she wants to jump on and who she wants to think, but anyway, there's enough water to go around to cool your soup. Anyway, I'm just saying, trying to say she got wet, and we will not be hearing her this morning. Cardinal, stop wetting. It's rain water, I beg your pardon. Sister Kathleen, take us out of this segment, please. Thank you.
Father God, as we go about our day and throughout the week, we ask you to empower us to intentionally model your walking in love daily. We ask you to give us your wisdom, understanding, stamina, strength, discipline, robust health, mercies, and grace for the week. We pray for those in our audience who are struggling in love to love those who have been unloving to them, and ask you to do the work necessary in their hearts so that they can be forgiving and loving to others according to your word and also for their blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. So folks, I really, really truly hope that you would have enjoyed this first segment, but we're going to continue the show. We still have another 2 hours to go. We're standing by for David to lead the way in sports. But we always invite others to have a say. We'll hear what's in store for the big boys tomorrow as well. So we'll have Leon or Dennis to tell us what's in store at the end of David's segment in just about a minute and some. But folks, it is July, you know. I'm so happy that Sister Kathleen has told me that her birth date is July 27th, same as Johnny Gomes. She joins Sister Barbara here on Tuesday, the 24th. So was my grandmother on the 24th as well. So Leon has said in his prayer this morning that I'm giving him a little run for his money there. But whatever it is, July. But lean it over there and think it's, she tried to stutter when she comes to July. And she turned it and she say, you lie, you lie. But then she took liberty with the Prime Minister of St. Kitts, whose name is Dr. Jew. And when she catches him in a lie, he calls me and says, Jew lie, Jew lie. Well, Donna said that she wanted to say just how much she enjoyed it this morning, the praise from Sister Kathleen and Leon. And she just wanted to say she's over in New Jersey. I think that's what it is. Donna, come on in.
Hi, good morning again. Once again, good morning to Leon. Good morning to all of the hosts this morning. Yes, you know, whenever you start off this show with that candle song, it always brightens my day. That's one of my favorite songs. So, and then the other renditions that you played, it really filled the heart. I just want to say this morning, I was pleased with the renditions you played, the prayers from Leon, and everything. And I realized that there's a real big competition going on with these months. But I'm staying out because I know my month and cardinal. We know we got it swear, so we don't get any competition. Okay? All right. And when you read that poem, it was a lovely poem. I enjoyed that poem. And you know what thing? That man was born in the same year as our grandmother. So that's what struck me when you read that poem. It was a beautiful poem.
Yes. Yes. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Leon of the day, a very good day, because he's going to send off a loved one. One of his sisters in the church has transitioned and having the funeral today. So, Leon, we are with you. And whatever we would have submitted so far this morning, hope you take it with you. And again, thanks for coming through. He'll be probably listening but not audible while he's on his way to the funeral. So we have David standing by, so let's see if we can pick up with him. So that leaves Dennis to tell us what's going to happen tomorrow at 6 o'clock. But Dennis, stand by for that.
Rally around the West Indies, one forever.
You heard my cry. We're going to rally around the West Indies. I don't care. Good, bad, indifferent. And David, I don't think you're going to hear from Cardinal this morning because the amount of things that he's saying and the amount of damage he's doing over there, he's making people sick and all. I don't think he'll have the nerves to come on here this morning. So don't hold your breath. And he was in conversation with Lynette also. So be careful how you hail him up this morning. I don't know. You might not hear the spooks to the airwaves, but I can imagine their mouth going to be longer than a sow hog. David, the main man, what is up at this time? Come on down.
Good morning. First, let me say good morning to the ladies. Good morning, Lynette, Marquise, Donna, Barbara. Good morning to the gentlemen. Or good morning to the ladies wherever they are in the world. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, good evening. And to the gentlemen, Ivor, Cardinal, Audley, Leon, Dennis over there in his pajama. Like I say, good morning to you guys. Hoping your Saturday is going a lot better than mine. Because the queen of the house is not around and I'm in charge. And my nephew are here and they made a big mess downstairs. So I had to be down there cleaning up before the queen comes around because all of us would be in some trouble. So that's why I started trying to get into my sport desk here. So I'll just maybe just brief. Because,
first, we know you're in the brief and on the way and stuff, but I sure you heard me much was laughing after you. You heard that, right? I don't want to tell you that. You just heard me laugh after you.
Really?
You heard me much laugh. Okay. Yeah. I know you heard that.
No. Mertris is my friend. Mertris and Lynette is my friend. So I know they're not. He's probably sympathizing me, trying to make sure that I get stuff ready before the queen comes back. So,
true that.
You know,
true that.
I'm gonna play that for you.
He just joined some trouble. As usual. Good morning,
yeah,
David.
You know, we know him. Marjorie, we know him. That's what he does. He tries to, you know, stay in the bush and throw rocks. You know, as they would say in the Caribbean parlance. But just downstairs trying to, you know, they spilled some oil down there, and they tell me that they did. And we could have gotten it out, but not until I step into it and I realize that's what they did.
Listen to the laugh again. Listen, oil, wow.
Listen, well, let me start off by saying, you know, Iva, again, sports here in the U.S. You know, I'm gonna start with soccer. Where is my CONCACAF. So, you know, the CONCACAF, we're down to the quarterfinalizer. And I'm telling you that, you know, those other rounds were some pretty hectic rounds. But today at 7 p.m., Panama will tackle Qatar, and Mexico at 9:30 will play against Costa Rica. Then tomorrow at 5, I don't know why they start this game in that heat, but they start this game at 5 o'clock, is Jamaica versus Guatemala, and at 7:30, Canada versus the U.S. So then you have, I guess, the semifinals is on Wednesday at 7:30 and at 10 o'clock. So that's what's happening. In that, as I said, that's the CONCACAF. Over there in Wimbledon, I'm not a tennis fanatic. I don't claim to be. But I guess Mr. Djokovic won his game on Friday, 6-3, 6-1, 7-6, something like that. And then my third round with Rublev, 6-7, 7-6, and 6-2. I said, the tennis pro out there, please do not kill the messenger. I'm not versed on some of these, all these things are scored, but I guess it's a shuffling. He won 7-6, 6-4, 6-0, and then Shapovalova, he won 4-6, 6-2, 7-5, 7-5. These are third round games. Eubanks, 6-3, 3-6, 6-2, 7-6. And Galan, 6-2, 6-7, 7-6, 3-6, and 6-1. Those are third round games I were there in tennis. So that's what's happening in tennis. As you know, track and field is eating up down in Jamaica. Yeah, Sherika Jackson. Just one in a blistering 10.61 down in track and field. So track and field is heating up down there in Jamaica. We're going to turn to cricket, Ivor. And the U.S. will kick off their version of a T20 tournament. The MLC starts Thursday the 13th at 8:30 p.m. and they're playing over there in Grand Prairie, Texas. And TSK will play LA Knight Riders, I think. And I'm trying to see what this TSK is. Texas Super Kings. will play the Los Angeles Knight Riders, and that is on Thursday. They kick off at 8:30, July 13th. And then on Friday, there is a on Friday at 4:30, you'll have the Mumbai, New York versus San Francisco Unicorn. That is on Friday at 4:30. If my memory serves me correct, I should be a doubleheader there on Friday. At 8:30, you have the Seattle Orcas versus Washington Freedom. So here in the U.S., they're kicking off. And if I would have missed, I know the Women's World Cup is coming up. That will be played in New Zealand and Australia. I was trying to find the date when it starts, but was not able to. I don't know if it's the Women's World Cup or the Women's Championship. I don't know what name it is, but I know it's a Women ICC Championship it is called, and it starts on Saturday, July 15th. Between Bangladesh women and India women. That's what kicking off the ICC championships there. I don't know if that's a World Cup schedule. I'm not sure. No, I don't think that's a World Cup schedule. So, as I said, the Women's World Cup will kick off later this month. Now we turn to the Ashes. And England is in a bag of trouble over there against Australia. They can't seem to put a foot right even when their bowlers put them into the ascent. They just seem to be fading away like the West Indies. They seem to be getting into more trouble and more trouble. Oh, Australia batted first. After England had won the toss and they made 263 all out in 64.4 overs, with Michelle Marsh getting 118 from 118 ball. So it was looking like he was playing a T20 game here. He spent 120 minutes at the crease. He had 17 fours and 4 sixes. It was 39 to Travis Head, 22 to Steve Smith, and 21 to Marcus Lovershin. 263 all out. There were some 23 extras with 10 buys, 10 leg buys, and 3 no balls. Bowling for England, Mark Wood got 5 for 34 from 11.4 overs with 4 maidens. So 3 wickets to Chris Wokes and 2 wickets to Stuart Broad. Chris Wokes got 3 for 73 and Broad got 258. When England batted, they were in all sort of trouble until Ben Stokes arrived. They made 237 all out and Stokes got 80. You have 33 from Zach Crawley, 24 from Mark Wood, and 21 from Moeen Haley. With 21 extras, 4 buys, 3 leg buys, 9 no balls, and 5 wides. Bowling England out, it was skipper Pat Cummins. He bowled some 18 over, 1 made, 91 runs, and he got 6 wickets. It's 2 wickets to Michelle Stark, 2 for 59. Australia is batting in their second innings, they're 116 for 4. Rain stop play right now. With Kuzman Khawaja getting 43. Kuzman Khawaja getting 43 and 33 to Marcus Lovershin. In that top batsman, Travis Head and 18 and Michelle Marsh and 17. So this game I think whatever Australia make, England can't make it because they doesn't show any capacity to make whatever total or however good their bowlers is and put them. Now, we have over there in Bangladesh, which is in crisis right now because I guess there's some interference from the board president and the captain had retired. I guess the prime minister spoke to him yesterday and he unretired. So there's sorrow over there, but it's not looking good for them either. Bangladesh, Afghanistan already won the first 50-over game, and it looks as if they're going to win this one very comfortably. Well, I said Bangladesh is in all sort of trouble with whatever interference and whatever is happening. So this morning they looked like they were going to make 400 either, but until Bangladesh sort of came back into the game. At one stage they were like about 2-6 or something without loss. But they broke that partnership and made some inroads. So they made 331 for 9, 141 go to Gurbaz, and 100. Gurbaz 145 from 125 balls, right? 13 fours and 8 sixes. Zadran getting 100 from 199, 4 and a 6. 25 to Mohammed Nabi, 25 knocked out from 15 ball, 1 6 and a 4. There were 33 extras in this game, Ivan. 4 buys, 9 leg buys, 4 no balls, and 16 wides. So 33 actually was the third best top score there for Bangladesh. Not for Bangladesh, for Afghanistan. It's a 50-over game. 319 for 9. Bowling for Bangladesh, there were 2 wickets apiece for 4 bowlers. And they all was very, very expensive. You have 2 for 9 from Hassan Miraz, 2 for 60 from 9. You have 2 for 60 from 10 for Rahman. And actually, Shakib Al-Hassan was the best. He bowled 2 for 50 from 10. And Mahmood get 2 for 70 from 10. Very expensive. Everybody was over. 6 runs and over, except for Shakir. Now, Bangladesh is presently 93 for 6. And Bangladesh, I think, is like the West Indies. You always have some turmoil. You always have a captain resign, reappointed, resign again, reappointed. So they're like the West Indies. I think they don't have a strong board, a strong body, because Shakil Al-Hassan is one of those guys who does not have any discipline, and he treats umpires any way he feels like, and there's nothing happening to it. So they're 93 for 6 right now. 25 to Shakib Al-Hassan. There's 16 to Idroy, 14 to Rahim, and 13 to Das. Das is the present captain right now. The captain was given 6 weeks to get himself together, do some rehab. And bowling so far, Rashid Khan got 2 for 11. And some 4 overs, and Faruqi at 2 for 6 and 5 overs with a maiden in there. So the bowlers, the Afghani bowlers all over Bangladesh, as I said, they didn't seem to have a steady base, and they seem to be always in a turmoil. Ivor. Let me see. I want the West Indies women are doing some great things. They have wrap up that series 2-0 with Ailey Matthews. It is charged there in that series. So they, as I said, they already have beaten Ireland. You know, they're 2-0 in that series there. I was trying to find some scores here. Matthews showed away again. Ireland won 13-7. Let me find the scorecard. I'm 13-7 with Hunter getting 33, 20 to Delaney, 16 to Richardson, 15 to Stokel, and 13 to Arlene Kelly, and that's Rebecca Stokel. And Elmire Richardson, those are their first names. Delaney, Laura Delaney, got 20 and 33 to Amy Hunter. 13-7 in their 20 overs. Those are with a piece to Camila Cannell, Ailey Matthews, and Sherry Ann Fraser. Those are the wicket takers win. West Indies batted. They were 114-2. Ailey Matthews getting 50 from 39 balls with 9 fours. 22 not out to Daniel Henry. Her 22 was from 12 balls with 3 fours and a 6. 17 not out to Rabika Bajambi, and 16 to Rashida Williams. Bowling for Ireland, there's a wicket apiece to Arlene Kelly and Laura Delaney. The West Indies women seem to be taking up the charge while the men seem to be going backward. And we just came out of that series, the Ivor, that World Cup qualifier, where we lost again very, very badly to Sri Lanka. I at one stage it seemed as if they were going to make that score without losing a wicket. Yeah, so the men team has a lot of work to do to bring themselves up. So tomorrow is the final between Netherlands and Sri Lanka. Yes, Netherlands incidentally beat Scotland to qualify. So the two qualifiers for the World Cup are Sri Lanka and Netherlands. And, you know, it's just a pity that you have a team basically is almost unbeaten in the World Cup going on there, while we have a full member nation has to sit down and watch this game.
Zimbabwe.
Yeah, but at least Zimbabwe have gone through their turmoil and it's sort of coming back. We've been playing, and we shouldn't be looking like the way we look there either. We made 243 in that game, you know, and the scorecard wasn't for Casey Carty getting some 87 from 96 balls. We would have looked even worse because the top order did not give us a. We have 10 to King, 39 to Charles, 2 to Brooks, 2 to Sheol, 14 to Puran, 18 to Mears, 1 to Chase, 26 to Mario Shepherd, 7 Sinclair got 25, and Akilo saying 6 Nato, 243 the island. With Shana getting 4 for 34 from 10 overs. 4 for 34 from 10. He was going at 3.4 his run rate. When Sri Lanka batted, they made 244 for 2 with 104 going to Misanka and 83 going to Karshatratne. 33 not out to Mendes, and 17 not out to Samarik Kama. So, you know, we did not look, we weren't anywhere. You know, we hit Kevin Sinclair ball 10 overs for 52 runs, and Akilo saying, you know, we could take out 10 overs for 54. But we were never in that game either. And I'm saying that we need to either start over and, you know, groom someone. I looked at Ravman Powell playing in those games, and he, to me, it seemed as if Ravman did not go down there to play cricket. I guess he must have just went for the plane ride, collect his match fee, and come home. When they're playing in the IPL, they would kill themselves, take a catch, or stop a ball, and they're playing for the West Indies. They're just out there, casual, carrying on. So, you know, I'm hoping that cause that be, look at the people that played in that World Cup, look at their attitude towards the game, and, you know, we get a lot better. Ivan, that's where I'm going to leave it this morning. I know Sunday they're going to...
Yeah, the heavyweight's going to come in. Dennis is going to tell us, because Dennis selected the test team and he recalled Cornwall while we come
in. Yeah.
Not the next. Let's see what's in store for tomorrow. So Dennis is a selector. I'm a selector. But before Dennis come in, you see what I tell you today? I wish you were on this chat with us. You would have to. Marjorie and Lynn is the thing. I saw David say he was going to be in brief, but it seemed like he covered up his brief with a long fan, and now he's coming off a long one. This was long.
Boy, my buddy Cardinal, you know, I'm going to let him come in and talk to his fan, because I know what you're saying about my buddy Cardinal is not. Anyway, you just...
I know what's in the group there, kind of started it off. Kind of said, whoa, long one. And then, I know, but Leonard is good too, boy, but let's see. Leonard wants to confirm what I just said, so she's coming in, and then kind of, you know, as usual, they're standing by to deny what I say, what they have said. But, yeah, before then, tell us what's happening tomorrow. Lynette, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Good morning, everyone. David, good morning. And please remember, this is July.
I know. What you mean? I'm kind of lost. David, you understand Papa, no?
Yeah?
You understand Papa?
Anyway.
don't worry about it.
David, you understand, right? Yes, you come from Jamaica. You talk faster on this, all right? You lie.
You only talking in Tamworth because I don't know what
but
to
it's
do.
But it's the morning.
Good morning. Then you have to explain that.
I'm on John as well. I heard that on earlier.
Good morning, David. Morning.
Oh, Cardinal there too. Morning, yeah. Cardinal. Good morning. I'm morning to Kathleen down there in the Virgin Isles.
Oh, you didn't get in the morning. You didn't finally let
anyway, David,
come
David.
Over here.
David, before,
oh, you,
before you leave,
good morning,
before you leave, go. Before you leave, I'm going to pay attention to cleaning up the oil. You know, nobody bring you in and call you an inspiration, but I'm telling you that this morning that you should have been at the head of the inspiration hour because what you said is an inspiration to everybody. You home, taking care of the house until the queen comes home. That is
amen.
The
amen. That's a David. Look at that.
Yeah.
I tell you, David is good.
David, I will let you laugh first, David. David, I will let you laugh first. So I don't know how you're gonna take it. You look like they're laughing after you.
No. That's next July right there. I am laughing with David because I am on his
first.
Side.
Hey, hold on. David laugh first. Anybody laugh after David, laugh after David.
We know him, you know, as I said, July, you know. We know him.
You lie.
Anyway, I don't even have to talk about that because Dana took care of that already this morning.
Dana just laughed, right?
Dana took care of that this morning. You know, all of this ramping up about July and all this kind of thing. Dana took care of that. So I don't have to say anything anymore.
I took care of them. They come back all about the water. My mom stand from.
There you go.
Then Cardinal Mon. Anyway, July still have something nice in it. My son's first anniversary and his pretty wife. First anniversary is coming up on 23rd July. Not July. July.
You know, my son is born in this month too. He's born.
Yay. I gotta call Audrey. You gotta release that one. I got to write on that again. July and Nora. I gotta go sit down, count the monkeys. Why you sit down?
You are a furious fire.
October. You know why? Because that big old lie that Christopher Columbus tell, and they're celebrating Columbus.
It was in
Day
July?
In October. No. October. They celebrate Columbus Day in October. I could never hold on to October. Cardinal and they're holding on to October. I would even deny that I'm born in October.
Yes. Don't worry, Canada had to celebrate independence in July, and that's a July too.
anybody would want to celebrate anything in October, so me ain't blame them.
Columbus, like, but let me see if then tell us what's taking place tomorrow, and we get all the sport here. Dennis, let's see. You have an experience that long or short. Dennis, can you short time?
Good morning to you, Ivor. Good morning to the fellow panelists and others who are listening. This cricket season is in full flow, as David pointed out. England and Australia go head-to-head in the third test, where the honours are even, but for us, we want to look more closely to see if England can pull this one out of the bag. There's a lot of bad blood being displayed currently between the two teams, going back to that incident last test match, to the catch and the stumping. And there's a lot of bad blood showing there because now you can hear sledging going on between the two teams. The Women's Ashes Series, Australia won that one. The one test, 1-0, but the T20 Series currently tied, 1-1. They will go at it again tomorrow, and We have in Sri Lanka and the Netherlands. They are ecstatic as they qualify for the two places available in the ICC World Test Championship due to start in October in India. Meanwhile, the West Indies senior men's white ball team returns home dejected as the red ball team prepare for India's visits. And, of course, the West Indies have named their test squad, which includes very, very pleased we are to see that McKenzie has been included, as is Alec Athanase and Cornwall and Warrican, two names that the cricket show has been spouting very, very recently, have also been included in there. So we will certainly be discussing that in details. The West Indies senior women team completed their ODI series against the Irish women, and they're in full flow in the T20 series. Now we will want to take a closer look at the formats of the two teams and see how West Indies women are growing in terms of their abilities and their approach to the game. And we have the inaugural series of the T20 for the Major League Cricket is scheduled to start. Will that be a success? Will that be a failure? Once again, we will look at the finer points. Join us also for the Coach's Corner and the birthday anniversary celebrations. And to join us, you can call 1-515-605-9850 or email thecricketshow@comcast.net or online www.blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow. So those are some of the items we hope to cover in the cricket show tomorrow. Join us at, I'm on the West Coast, I'm always confused about time, but I think it's 6 p.m. on the Eastern time zone. Join us on the cricket show. We hope to cover as much of the above as we can. See you tomorrow. Take care. Bye. Back to you, Ivor.
Yeah. And Notchis just told me here with Cindy's a good excuse for not attending the World Cup because it's going to be held in October, that foolish month of October. So that's why. Most in here in the class. They don't want to participate in the World Cup because it's been held in October and in India. Now we got it. Now we know. That's a good excuse.
How?
Well, Dennis, I think rain is going to save England the embarrassment of getting a whitewash, but a draw would mean that Australia would retain the trophy.
Well, you know, it's debatable, you know, because the series is poised, but what we've seen so far, Ivor, is that it doesn't matter what how low the Australian score is, we can put our bottom dollar on it that England will turn up at a lower total. So although it looks in favor of the English right now, it looks to me as if the Aussies can still pull this out. So, you know, I'm not one for putting England in the winning columns just yet.
But, no, it's a lot of winning. A lot of wind. Today's only day three, so I think there's going to be a result in the win-loss column. But I think the wind is have the biggest thing. I just have the feeling. But this one is for David, because a lot of people are realizing what happened last week. I don't see what is the bad blood with a stumping. What I saw there is that Bairstow showed some deep disrespect for that man who's standing on a square leg in a white top and a black pant. Back in the day, you know, we used to look around and ask the umpire, can I leave? Can I go? Whatever. He threw that guy out the window and just turned off and walked. You could have just looked around. That's how we play the cricket at umpire, get a little nod of the head, you know, even if they didn't call over. Is it okay for me to go? He disrespected the square leg umpire. I have to put on my umpire's hat. I said, man, you disrespect me, man. You play the ball, you miss it, you walk off and you go about your business. End of the over and that. You should have asked me. I am relevant. He's not square leg, man. I'm relevant. So, I don't know what the hula baloo is. With the catch?
Well,
I think the hula baloo,
it goes back to that catch on the star catch on the boundary there, where I guess the Australian felt that it was a settled catch and so he should have been out. And therein, the Aussies may have whispered one or two words, and of course the English in turn decide that they have to, get their 2 cents worth in. So but it's beginning to look seriously because the mic at the stumps, the cricket mic there placed at the stumps, picked up one or two sledging comments being made by the English, and of course it's beginning to get into the English fans who have taken it upon themselves now to behave like hooligans as a result. Instead of letting the game flow, they're now taking to booing and displaying some pretty bad behavior. So this is, and it's not being helped by the English players' comments, reactions, and behavior. Back to you, Ivan.
Yes. Well, Bami Ami.
I'm sorry, but I don't see really disrespect for the umpire comes in. I mean,
with the umpire?
He got stumped. The umpire gets his to make his decision to say whether he was out or not. The umpire decided that he was stumped. Okay? But what we have here is a competition between two of the cheapest teams in the world, Australia and England. And, you know, this can be expected. You know, the bad blood, they do sledging against people who don't even bother with them. The Indians are now learning to sledge the same way that Australians and Englishmen have been doing for years. And their sledging up until recently was considered to was one of the most disrespectful display on a cricket field, particularly after people like Frank Worrell had led the way of what a gentleman's game should look like. So the bad blood and all that's to be expected between England and Australia. But I'm saying these two teams are always the ones who are always talking about the spirit of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that spirit of the game now?
Cardinal.
The spirit of the game goes out the window when it's convenient for them.
Cardinal.
Yeah, go ahead, David.
Listen, I'm going to say this is two things I would say as an umpire. One, the catch that Stark took down there, if you read the law, he didn't have control over his movement. He was still sliding along the ground. You can't put the ball down on the ground because you don't have control. That's the first thing. Number two, if I was the striker and umpire, I would have said not out. Did not send it upstairs because the batsman was not tempting a run. He played the ball. He ducked under the ball. He put his bat down at his crease. It was over. He walked out. You know, so those two decisions shouldn't have been any controversy. Shouldn't have been. So as an umpire, I say not out. Because to me, the batsman was not him. It's not like he was attempting. He ducked under the ball. You can see clearly that he's put his bat back into the crease. And then he walked up. Actually, he marked his guard. And then he walked up. So it was clearly over. So the law says, you have to have control over the ball and your movement. He didn't have control
David,
over his movement.
David, the umpire did not call over, so the ball was still live. The match was still in full flight. So until the over is called, the ball is still live. And he had no business being outside his crease. That is the law. The catch, I considered watching that, looking at that, he was in full control of the catch, and it was settled when he rubbed the ball on the ground. So, again, we will be losing
control of the ball and your movement. Just look at the law. Just look at the law. Control of the ball and your movement. He didn't have control of the movement.
We will disagree, David. I considered both that he was in full control of the ball and his movement. Back to you.
Okay. Let me finish it. I know we're gonna have this tomorrow again. But yeah, with that catch, Tarf did not complete the catch because I'll even add in there, even if your movement is how you dispose of the ball too. I mean, he showed no way that I could celebrate the catch or anything. He was trying to catch his balance. He went down and that ball went into the ground. Clearly, not out. With his square leg, David, no, I have to disagree with you because he wasn't giving out one out. So I agree, he was attempting a run. He was out stumped. The only thing to save him there is for one of the umpires acknowledge that they called over because the ball was still alive. In one motion, and that has happened before. McCollum did it in New Zealand. It happened in Sri Lanka. That has happened all the time.
But
some of them don't
call,
but there's always an attempt. There's always an attempt when the keeper throws that ball onto the stump. Oftentimes he misses. But if they were to hit a lot of time, a lot of batsmen would have been out. It is that they miss. But in spear play, with the laws of the game, this is what the spear leg did. He sent it upstairs because it's showing his, and he started to say, boy, he grieved me to give him out. It was the last ball of the over. Yes, maybe he's counting that the ball was even out. But if they are appealing, like I said, two things could have saved them. The captain withdraw the appeal. That's the only thing. Over
are, the umpire called, are the umpire called dead ball? Because the ball was in the control of the wicketkeeper when he threw it back. That's a judgment call.
In the judgment of the umpire, the ball
was not dead. See again, that's the umpire's call. That's his judgment. The ball wasn't dead when he threw it back. But
right,
Danny
Biesco
was neither taking a run nor was he compensating on his shot. Okay?
What I have to do is to keep that long.
Wicketkeepers stand behind a batsman. Wicketkeepers can stand behind a batsman to watch him play his shot to see if he can overcompensate and lift his back foot in the air. We've seen that. We said that is okay. Okay? Until he gets his balance or something like that. But none of that happened to Johnny Biesco. And
let me tell you how
it's an umpire's judgment call. The umpire said the ball wasn't dead. He was still alive, so he's out. We go with that. Right.
Right, exactly. He was out. But trust me, they're going to tweak this. Remember I'm saying it here first. Because they always have an amendment to some of these laws. You see how David said it right there. Say the ball. He put his bat back in the crease because it didn't really run out. Once a guy would have made his ground good, he did the ball come in now and he was in the air. Once they're going to give him that man out, you know, if he's in the air, after he would have made his ground and you want him out and he's not, no part of him is grounded behind the crease, they used to give him out. Now they say once you made good your ground, let's say you make a century, you're down there punching the air off your feet and the man with the bails off. You're not out. They say you already made your ground. Now I'm saying it here now. You see how when he plays, he put his bat back into his turf to show, well, I am in and now I can walk out. What you say, they're going to make an amendment to that and say that in the future will be not out because he was conscious of the fact I was out my crease. I went back in my crease, so you can't stop me now. You can't do anything, even if I walk out because I was here already after the ball has been bowled. They're going to make an adjustment to that. Trust me. And then you come out after that. But if you're out of your crease and you would play at the ball, like, and you went to the base too, and you make no attempt to go back in the crease and you just walk off, they're going to get you out. They're going to make that adjustment. And we'll say it on the show tomorrow because they listen to the show and they're going to say, oh, yeah, you know, the guy did put my kick back inside. We should consider that. Look out for it in black and white. Well, we have gone just a few moments away from 11. We're going to bypass the Antigua Pier with him this morning. So, Colonel, Greek fans, because my mother just pulled back his mouth, man. I want to hear my name. I want to hear my name. The Cardinal called me. Leon already called it twice. What is he right here?
Okay.
Yes, the Cardinal greet me, Mr. Fan. Not you today.
Well, she just wants, I wouldn't blame her. She has to have my greeting. Of course.
I know you wouldn't blame her.
Good morning.
I know the clique. You, Lynette, David, and Mortis. I'm so glad that Dana is not in that clique without you.
I'm glad you finally said it for the benefit of David, just in case you reinforce it. Good morning to all the fans, friends, supporters of the Block Talk Radio.
I know you're going to hail him, Kathleen, too. Kathleen got sick this morning with water thrown over her. You need to explain that.
Okay.
I get in all kind of...
The rain has just come down here. It's hot. You know, it's pretty summer. It's July. It's hot. And we do get that heat with a little bit of rain. So, and the rain has just... The rain has just come down. It's falling as we speak. That wonderful mixture.
So how did Captain get? Did you lock her out the house? Did you leave her out? Was she in your vicinity? Is she over there? How did you get involved with her getting?
I don't know. I don't know. You'll have to find your settlement for that someplace else. I have no idea.
Linda told me she and Kathleen are real tight, so anything with Kathleen is in that. Kathleen.
Let me just go ahead and greet the special fans of the Saturday morning entertainment show so that they can all hear their name and we know that we are appreciating their presence here on the Saturday morning entertainment show, in spite of. So, good morning to them once again and to the special fans. Up there in New York, we have Mertris, Dana, who's taking a trip to New Jersey, Ina, and Lady Bobsy Nisbet. I could also say good morning as well to my classmate, Cecilia, up there in New York, who listens to us on and off, I think, occasionally, but was a constant listener while she was vacationing over there in Nisbet. Good morning to you all. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Alma. And I'm wondering if Alma can tell us what's happening over there in St. Martin. There's always a party time. What's going on for the summer? Good morning, Alma. Good morning, Carlos. Good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters over there in St. Martin. Good morning to the people over in St. Kitts, particularly to Lynette. You've heard Lynette already for this morning. You didn't tell us how bright the day was, though. But I know Lynette can make the day bright, whatever it might be. Whatever else it might be, sunny, cloudy, Lynette is going to give you a bright day. So good morning to you, Lynette, and good morning to the fans in St. Kitts. You know, something, St. Kitts has lost its second place on the listenership here, I noticed. And you know who is in second place? The Virgin Islands. Virgin Islands is in second place. She has overtaken St. Kitts for second place. St. Kitts and Nevis for second place. So, Lynette, you got to boost our listenership down here. Good morning to the people over in Nevis. Mr. Renford Doar and his fans, his staff there at the 2020 Vision Radio. Particularly the Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you. Hoping that you're having a grand time. I'm also going to say good morning to my classmates of the class, CSS, Charleston Secondary School, class of 1972. Having a great chat every day. Great to meet and great because we're now scattered to all parts of the world. So I'm going to take this opportunity to say good morning to you all and especially to my friend, Mr. Earl Sargent, over there somewhere between Kitsby and Cotton Ground. Cotton Ground being the roots. Good morning, Earl. I hope you're having a great time over there. I'm going to go on over to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel and Michelle. I'm not sure how much of a cricket fan Omel is, but I'm not sure if she's smarting with everything else that's going on between the Australia and England in the Ashes, but I'm sure she must have heard of it, whatever it means. And good morning to Michelle. Archie comes down to listen, and she wants to hear a calypso. Good one. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Omel. And it's raining now in England, just like we have been some here. Stop the cricket match for a while. That's the English summer for you. It comes with a little bit of rain and cold. But if you've got, if you need sunshine, we've got it right here. I'm going to come across the tunnel and I'm going to say good morning to people in Fort Lauderdale, particularly to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. And hoping that the brother is doing okay. And as I'm at it, to mention that earlier this week, I got information that a former drummer of the GI's Brass, Mr. Mick Stokes, died earlier this week. Condolences to the GI Brass family and to his family there on St. Kitts. I'm also going to say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite selector language is Tiffany. My brother Malik and Lucas Naya. I'm going to go on down to the southwest and I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you that way by way of Sandy Point. Cutner must have taken a break because we're not hearing it. Yeah, we're not hearing from Cutner at all about what's going on with West Indies cricket. And Cutner usually has something funny to say. Good morning, Cutner. We're listening up. We're waiting to hear your call. Let me go on and say good morning to the people in Georgia, Monique, Barbara, Edith. And they having a great summer as well. You know, I got to tell you, but money was vacationing in you. Oh, no, that, I mean, you're not in that neck of the woods. But she headed all the way to Key West. So, enjoying Florida as well. Good morning, Monique. Good morning, Yvette and Barbara. Hoping that you continue to have a great vacation and great time as it goes by. It's July, as I would say, July. And the 24th, I remember, the 24th is Yvette's birthday as well. Morning. And we got to start saying good morning. Happy birthday to Yvette as well. No, good morning to you. I'm going to come on back and say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne, Florida. And I know if the summer is good, she's going to be good. Keep smiling. And finally, let me say good morning to Kathleen, the favorite fan of the Inspirational Hour. Let's hope that she's enjoying the warmth, the sunshine, the rain, the heat, and everything that we celebrate here in the Virgin Islands. Like I said earlier, the Virgin Islands has tested in second place behind the U.S. in our listenership. Yeah, there to go, Virgin Islands. Thank you. You know, something the other day, I got information that someone I shouted out a happy birthday to, and they said, you know, I know I was, I got birthday greetings from the entertainment show because so many people met me and told me about it. So there you go. It's right here on the phone. Thanks for the listeners. And to all fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, brought to you, Caribbean Global Voices. Welcome. Have a great day with us because we've got a great show for you. Back to you, Ivan.
Yes, CGV, Caribbean Global Voices. Oh, and someone told me Dennis usually leave off the voices and said voice. But Dennis, it's voices. We was listening. Caribbean Global Voices.
Dennis, you know, we got some very ardent critics, you know, they put us in line, you know. They don't allow us to slip up, you know.
Yeah, listen, Dennis is saying Caribbean Global Voice, but it's voice, so.
That's why they call special fans, because they wouldn't let us know in a minute.
Well, one of your special fans.
When we're not doing this right.
What you say. Dennis is not doing it right. He's saying Caribbean Global Voice instead of voice. And you said,
okay.
Professor the Calypso there, what's the name, one of your special fans over in England?
Michelle.
And you did say something in spite of something. So let's go to this one with King Charter, one of his better ones.
At last
a gleam, but a flicker of light like I have never seen. The voices of my people tells me that we're reaching maturity. The spirit shows that determination for a new society. Though plagued by injustice, misfortune and strain, and constant oppression, I foresaw a change. Though we fail to get along, the one thing we have in common, the oppression we bear,
will forge us as one.
Yet in spite of all our hardship and misery,
and poor economic conditions, we must struggle on.
The state of affairs at the moment indicates that a stand will have to be taken soon by we the people ourselves.
Our future sake, can't allow all our time, efforts and talents to waste.
If we open up our eyes, we could hold tight and make this island a paradise. We can unite, speaking with divided voices. Rise, 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 rise. People, open up your eyes.
Produce, that's the answer, produce.
Develop our own, use our own, and own our own.
Our political views,
we must all understand that we are part of this island. And the same cyclic in the wild goes to the same cyclic in the tame. Everybody drifting in the same boat, we all thinking just the same. Some of them are claiming that they have this country at heart, but their actions are showing they're splitting the people apart.
Man, they're pulling and tugging,
we so colorblind, we can't see. There's no wonder we are used
and abuse constantly.
Yet in spite of all our hardship and misery,
and poor economic conditions, we must struggle on.
The state of affairs at the moment indicates that a stand will have to be taken soon by we the people ourselves.
Our future sake, we can't allow all our time, efforts and talents to waste.
If we open up our eyes, we could soar skies and make this island a paradise. We can unite
divided voices.
Rise, 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 rise. People, open up your eyes.
Perhaps, just perhaps, I thought
the pressure we feel that is revealed the world around
would serve us as a lesson that ought
to make us aware we need to create lifestyle. The principles of capitalism have left us an empty shell. The decadence of society is the result as well. Promote cooperation, knowledge and skill, an industrial program that will be producing. A strong and hardworking man will be glad to own a piece of this land and be rid of this cancer foreign domination. Yet in spite of all our hardship and misery,
and poor economic conditions, we must struggle on.
The state of affairs at the moment indicates that a stand will have to be taken soon by we the people ourselves.
Our future sake, can't allow all our time, efforts and talents to waste.
If we open up our eyes, we could soar skies and make this island a paradise. We can unite,
speaking with divided voices.
Rise.
One of his better ones, in spite of all. Michelle, there you go. And what about now?
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Party night, we feel the vibration. Lights are bright, we're feeling alright.
happy birthday. Hurry, hurry, let's give it my ruby tongue. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Today is what, 8th of July, 2023. And here are the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, offered by the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson in cricket. Today is the birthday of Sourav Ganguly, former captain of India. Also Shema Shah out of England, Ken Franz, Wendy Watson, Dan Mosley out of New Zealand, Lorne Howell, Kelly Brown, a female cricketer, Devon Conway, John Gorton out of Ireland, Tyrone Keane out of Zimbabwe, Victor Nayuchi out of Australia, Jack Massey out of Sri Lanka, Lahiru Thiramania out of Croatia, Pero Pochniak out of Bangladesh, Mehrab Hossein, out of the West Indies, Clyde Butts, he's out of Guyana, Hong Kong, Nisakat Khan, out of Pakistan, Raza Hassan, out of Bermuda, Peter Cockwell, out of Afghanistan, Shapur Rajwan, out of, it is also the birthday of Frederick Francis, he's not a cricketer, but he is Dennis's uncle. It is birthday of Kayla Brown, one of our nieces, Kayla. Dana would probably pop in and tell us more about Kayla's birthday. The birthday of John D. Rockefeller, one of the architects, the kind of capitalism that we operate today. It is also the birthday of Nelson Rockefeller, the first Vice President of the United States. Country singer Toby Keith. Actor. Hold on, hold on a bit here, man. TV actor Lance Ross. Actor Jeffrey Tambor. He's 79. Actor Jalen Smith. He's for the kid from the Karate Kid. I think he's the son of Wilson. Movie actor Kevin Bacon. South African soccer player Son Heung-min, who's 32. Actress Amanda Peterson. Louis Jordan, a songwriter and band leader and singer and saxophonist and jazz musician. Jerry Vale. Singer Billy Eckstein, American tennis player Todd Martin. Now, in 1680, New York City authorizes the first police uniforms in the American colonies. Now you're going to dress your bandits. Okay. In 1741, theologian Jonathan Edwards preaches perhaps the most famous of all American sermons, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, at Enfield, Connecticut, part of the Great Awakening. In 1776, Colonel John Nixon gives the first public reading of the Declaration of Independence to an assemblage of citizens in Philadelphia. In 1796, the U.S. State Department issues its first U.S. passport. In 1862, U.S. Moral Anti-Bigamy Act was signed by Abraham Lincoln. It was never enforced. In 1889, the Wall Street Journal begins publishing. In 1905, Wimbledon women's tennis begins. Mae Sutton becomes the first American player to win the singles title at Wimbledon. She beats Dorothea Chambers 6-3, 6-4. In 1913, Alfred Carlton Gilbert's patent for the Erectoset is issued. It becomes one of the most popular toys of all times. In 1923, Warren G. Harding becomes the first sitting U.S. president to visit Alaska. In 1932, depression low point of Dow Jones Industrial Average is 42,222. 1944, British troops marched into Caen, Normandy, in France. In 1948, the 500th anniversary of the Russian Orthodox Church in Moscow. In 1950, General Douglas MacArthur named the commander-in-chief of UN forces in Korea. In 1960, Fidel Castro entered Havana's international league team, minor league baseball, and when the Sugar Kings moved to New Jersey. In 1969, U.S. troops withdrawal begins in Vietnam. That's 8th July 1969. In 1979, the Voyager 2 spacecraft takes the first ever photo of Jupiter's satellite. In 1984, John McEnroe wins Wimbledon crown, beating Jimmy Connors 6-1, 6-1, 6-2. In 1988, Stevie Wonder announces he will run for mayor of Detroit in 1992, but he does not follow through. In 1990, FIFA World Cup final, West Germany beats Argentina 1-0. That was a shocker. In 1994, founder, dictator, and supreme leader of North Korea dies of a heart attack at age 2. In 2000, tennis player, tennis sensation, Venus Williams wins her first Grand Slam title. Beats fellow American Lindsay Davenport 6-3, 7-6 at Wimbledon. In 2011, and you remember she went on to win 4 more titles at Wimbledon. In 2011, Betty Ford, the First Lady of the United States, dies at the age, I should say, former First Lady of the United States, and also the founder of the Betty Ford Clinic, dies at the age of 93. In 2012, American actor Ernest Borgnine, or Borgnine, dies from renal failure at the age of 95. In 2021, a tiny Leonardo da Vinci sketch entitled Head of a Bear, a sketch, not a painting, size of a post-it. You know, those little things that you put notes on to remind yourself of things. A sketch called The Head of a Bear sells for £8.9 million at an auction in London. Wow, it's amazing what dead men are worth. Those are your historical birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today. July 8th. And as I'm thinking of July 8th, I'm thinking of one other thing. July 8th, 1965. I should say, July 8th, 1965 is the date when Ronald Biggs, the architect of the Great Train Robbery, escaped jail in London, having been sentenced to 30 years for that crime. He made his way to Argentina. The crime had been committed in 1963 on August 8th. So it was almost 2 years after he committed the crime, he escaped prison and made his way to Argentina. August 8th, 1963, West Indies was just preparing for its fifth and final test against England, a series that West Indies won 3-1. So here are some notes, some additional notes for July, August 8th. And with that I say, back to you, Ivan.
What a night, oh gosh, what a night. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good.
your perfume isn't loud and only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good. Feel like bed rubbing over my skin. And then your hair dances on the machine. Wish we were alone, baby, just the two of us. Yes, every move you make gives me a rush. Whoa-oh. Wine some more and show me that love unconditionally. Make believe we're alone, just you and me. Ain't no problems, leave them behind. Don't let it show. Go baby, go baby, go baby, go baby, go. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a rap.
Alrighty, alrighty, alrighty. My apologies. I muted myself there. And that's why we have a co-host. You see, both of us are hosting the show. So, and I came in right in the nick of time. Well, just a little after. Thought I heard Donna's voice, must have saying something there. We have some sharp listeners, sharp panelists here. As I was saying, though, we're remembering in this birthday hour the passing of the Governor General. So, Tapley Seaton, that's what I was saying here, and the passing of a musical singer-songwriter, vocalist, Mr. Drummer, Mr. Michael Heiliger Stokes. He too would have gone on to great beyond. And, you know, Mike is of the Eddie Martin the GIS fame. We all would know that. Had a peculiar way about him. In flicking that stick in the air and in time would catch it and wouldn't miss a beat. So, what can I say? Then again, we have another person
for
the past year, Lieutenant Colonel Norman Williams. I know him. He's the former commander of the St. Kitts Nevis Defense Force. He passed away. Yeah.
Ever hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now, yes.
Yeah. Don't forget Dennis Emmanuel Brown, Jamaica reggae singer, passed this month also.
Yeah, Dennis Brown, D Brown, yeah, the guy.
Yeah.
Had a good voice. So I didn't realize that past month.
Yeah, July. Yeah, I think July 4th or something like that.
Okay. Dennis Brown, D Brown. Yeah, we have to see if we can pull up something for him. But I can't sing too well, but I think I should try to sing something here. Do you know a lot of people don't know the words of the American National Anthem, the third verse of it? But let me try to see if I can toss this here to R&B singer Jill Scott. The world is up in arms with her for speaking truth to power. Never mind the tone, just listen to the words. Oh, say can you see by the blood in the streets, this place doesn't smile on your colored child, whose blood built this land with sweat and their hands, but will die in this place with your memory erased. Oh, say, does this truth hold any way? This not the land of the free, but the home of the slave. Nobody would stop to read the third verse of, let me leave it there, I'll quit. Everybody's up in arms with Jill Scott. Well, I should say many people. They're fired up and they're angry about what she had to sing. They even turn and say she's anti-American. Yeah, some even say that Jill Scott, who is black, she has no right to speak of America as an oppressive place because she enjoys a comfortable lifestyle. You must always speak truth to power. It doesn't matter where you are and who is in a better place. She's not an individualist. She's looking out for the majority of blacks who are suffering at the hands of these great Americas. But I'll stop here because Colonel has got a commentary for us. If not, well, Colonel, we can pick this up from here if you care to. So let me not disappoint your fans or your special fans. Okay?
Yeah.
Yep.
In the wake of the Supreme Court, about a week and a half, I should say, a week ago, a little more than a week ago, the Supreme Court made a decision which overturned affirmative action program at the university. I should say overturned the concept of affirmative action as a measure to allow the participation, I should say social participation and benefit to black people. In the wake of this Supreme Court decision, finding that the affirmative action policies in education unconstitutional, and you all will remember that the landmark, what was called the landmark decision that changed the pattern of the way education was processed was made in 1954 in education called the Brown versus the Board of Education decision. And from there on, civil rights initiatives began to proliferate through the laws, through Congress and all that. So the Supreme Court overturned the decision and overturned the affirmative action policies that came out of the civil rights movement when it addressed a case brought against the University of Harvard and the University of North Carolina challenging their affirmative action programs. Now, I have seen an abundance of commentary on the concept of race and the role it plays in shaping social outcomes. In this decision, the court invalidated the affirmative action programs of Harvard and the University of North Carolina. The decision penned by Chief Justice John Roberts states that Harvard and UNC programs use race in an unavoidably negative manner. Now, I want to know if the concept of race was ever positive. But and here at Harvard University and UNC trying to remedy a situation. But anyway, they said, the Supreme Court says, in an opinion written by John Webb, says, is using race, they're using race in an unavoidably negative manner, and that eliminating racial discrimination means eliminating it. It further goes on to say that the universities can discuss how race affects an applicant's life so long as that discussion is tied to a quality of character or unique ability that the applicant can contribute to the university. And what the hell does that mean? I don't know. But what I thought of is that, okay, you can say you're going to bring black players to play for UNC because they got special basketball skills. I think that, to me, it looks like the Supreme Court is going back to things like that. Okay, you can bring them in to dribble, but shut up. Nothing else. Now, Justice Clarence Thomas, in support of that decision, stated that the admission policies, listen to this, fly in the face of a colorblind constitution. And I'm asking, in my understanding of it, when was the Constitution ever colorblind? But there's something more to this. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the most recent justice appointed to the Supreme Court, in her dissent, called the ruling a tragedy for us all. Remember, affirmative action is one of those civil rights initiatives which allows colleges and universities to consider an individual's race in their admission policy, because race has always been a consideration as to how this society called the United States of America has operated. Only that race was the determinant factor on how people were treated. And the Constitution does that as well. When the Constitution made black people to be three-fifths, I should say, I don't need to say three-fifths. When the Constitution made black people to be less than human, the consideration was that our race is the evidence of our lesser value. So as a result of these affirmative action policies, though, black people, many black people, including Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, were able to gain admissions to prestigious universities like Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and so on. And they were able to get their nomination for their seat on the Supreme Court. They also allowed employers, these affirmative action policies, also allowed employers to employ black employees. Now, absent affirmative action, many black people would not have gained access to the quality education or employment opportunities. Because remember, decisions on how schools were funded was based on race. And so the schools in the black neighborhood were poorly funded based on race. So the better schools and universities were places like Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and so on, that were set aside for white people. Okay? Just remember that. Now, absent affirmative action, many black people would not gain access to the quality of education or employment opportunities for which they are fully qualified. Now, MSNB host Joy Reid, commenting on the action, said, "Look, I am a beneficiary of affirmative action. I would not have gotten into Harvard otherwise." But the opponents of affirmative action, having failed in the argument that, you know, people like Joy Reid, which her place in Harvard by affirmative action, having not been able to convince anyone that these admissions were based on color alone, nobody was convinced of that, because most of these students who are admitted based on race did well. So the argument is no longer that Harvard is making a place for unqualified people and leaving out qualified people. They use the word merit. That argument has failed because the affirmative action recipients have done pretty well. They have competed. Okay, I just mentioned Ketanji Brown Jackson, Joy Reid, and others turned out to be outstanding students. So the argument about accepting unqualified people and accepting them just because they are black failed. So they're starting out now and saying, look, you can't consider race because the consideration of race is rejected by the Constitution. That's the avenue. So at this point, it has become obvious that the civil rights era, after 60 years of existence, has come to an end, and a tragic end. But it was expected. As Ketanji Brown Jackson said, this is a tragedy for us all. I'm not so sure of that, but it's a fair enough statement. But I'm going to say this. In my mind, that could be expected because what? Him that giveth also is him that taketh. And because affirmative action was a gift of white benevolence, white people could always take it back. And that is what they have done today. Those are my comments.
Okay, very well. We're going to invite to bring to the fore anything that they wish to discuss at this time. I know I have a few questions for Leonard, as usual, down in St. Kitts. Dennis, you can always feel free to come in. But let me do a little justice to Mick Stokes, who have gone on in the past. Let's hear his voice, the golden voice of Mick, just to break that monotony off, and then we'll come back to more discussion. Still have another 20 minutes or so to go on the show, so you can stay. Again, Earl Sargent over there in Nevis told me he's locked on, listening up, but he asked me to be very careful. Early something else. That's my boy. That's my boy. Friend and brother. Mikhailo, vocalist. Elmat wrote the song when they were in Canada, and Mick is on vocals. Here we go. Mick, where are you? You're looking around here somewhere. Cold day. Final state. Virgin Islands.
It's a cold and rainy day. I can hear the raindrops falling. I can feel the cold breeze blowing and I'm feeling down. I'm lying in my bed.
Yeah, mixed vocals there, backed by Element and J.S. Brass. And in case you want to know the relevance of this young man, he is the father of the prime minister, Kitts and Nevis, of Terence Drew. He doesn't carry his last name, but he's the father of the prime minister, Kitts Nevis. And I too think that he's gone too soon, so permit me to play at least someone in his, well, I shouldn't put it this way. Mick Stope was in the vein of this young man in terms of vocals and voice. Thank you.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky, gone too soon. Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye, gone too soon. The loss of sunlight on a cloudy afternoon.
I'd like to come in and say sympathy greetings to his entire family, Mick. I know Mick all my life because he and one of my brothers have been friendly all their lives. And so he's somebody I know, not just through music, but also coming around our house and back and forth. So he'll be missed. You know, these days I feel like I'm very old because everybody that has passed away, I know. And I know, like, really know. Not just know the name, like, know the persons or have interacted with them or something like that. So in 1 week I could end up going 3-4 funerals.
Wow.
So it's well, kind of bittersweet. It's good and bad, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but that's what's been happening for the year, for the whole year, I mean. It's like practically going to funerals every single week.
Yep.
Sometimes
wow.
I have two on one day. But
yeah.
That's part of life, I guess.
Yeah, that seems to be part of the process here in the Virgin Islands. I mean, you go to a cemetery and there are 3 or 4 funerals going on. You know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have one funeral agency, funeral director, you know, have to split his staff between 2 funerals, 3 funerals, and things like that. So
yeah.
People are dying at a more rapid rate. I would concede that.
It seems so. Since COVID, it's like you'll see it. XYZ sick. They would say we need looking for blood for XYZ, and before the blood could even reach up there, the person's gone. I mean, it's just like going quickly.
Well, could somebody tell
that is why we have to enjoy every day as if it's the last.
Could someone
but
tell these gun toting, gun
wielding
people are dying naturally, and they need not be shooting down anybody? And
but that's it. We have that. We have lots of accidents. And then you have the people who are dying of that big C word. I don't even want to call it.
Well, let me ask a question. Anybody is at the hospital, the clinics, or home delivery to see when you have 5 funerals a day? Do we have 5 births per day? Or else we could be some serious trouble.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, well, well, you get it all here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. We didn't hear from Debbie in a while. Let's see if you have a comment. We'll come back to that. Colonel had his commentary. I tried to sing the 3rd verse of the Star Bangle. Don't mind me with the singing. I have talked some words. I can talk them again if you wish to, but I have another 5 minutes or so. So Dennis, if there's anything you need to say at this time, feel free.
Yes, Ivor, there, you know, I appreciated the comments of Cardinal on the affirmative issue. Now, what we're seeing is that there is room now and growing room for intolerance in this country. We have to think about you mentioned the commentary from Jill Scott. Well, I guess it's probably not commentary, but it's an opinion. An opinion piece, and she's demonstrating and pointing out her unhappiness with the types of discrimination that is so prominent these days. And it reminds me of what happened to Colin Kaepernick and a lot of other of those young black football players who simply stood up and demonstrated and called to attention. We also see it with the Black Lives Matter crowd, that these folks who are protesting discrimination suddenly seems to be finding themselves, dare I use the phrase, in the sight line of a lot of prejudice. It is not new. We thought we would turn the corner. Many folks mentioned the fact that, oh, we elected a black president, so there's no longer discrimination. But in truth, that is definitely not so. We only have to look at laws being passed in states such as Florida, where you cannot speak of diversity in education or in work. You cannot speak of equality. You cannot speak of inclusion. because all those are bad words placed in law. And I am totally surprised that no one has chosen to challenge these laws, albeit in this extreme right-wing Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. History books are being thrown out the window because we do not wish to have one segment of our society feel in any way, shape, or form that they have to focus for one or two moments on the history of what has transpired in this country. And so we see that we've turned the corner, but now we've come up against a dead end. We've come up against a dead end. And, you know, the one thing going back to the Supreme Court issue is that, you know, the one party, the Republican Party, chose to ignore all the rules and regulations. And we have the other party, the Democratic Party, where current President Biden is skittish about fighting back with the kind of that we see the other party use when they go out all out to discriminate and, you know, throw history out the window. It is a lot of things is on, you know, it calls for reflection. It calls for folks to stop and think and realize what will happen. Slavery, the slaves were coerced and unable, not coward, but they were coerced into acceptance. I don't think that kind of acceptance will be tolerated anymore. So unless we reflect and start to remove these blockages that is out there against people of color, we in this country is due for a very, very rude awakening somewhere down the road. And that's not a threat. It's just a matter of reading the tea leaves and recognize that, remember, we had the Black Panther Party came up when they could no longer take the discriminations. And this indicates that somewhere down the road, we will have another of that type of uprising, dare I call it uprising, quote unquote, of people refusing to accept discrimination in its rawest portion that we're looking at. That's my comment on that, Ivor. Back to you.
Yes, appreciate it. As we are running fast out of time, I think we have a great closing segment because we don't know if we're going to cut us off. Thank you for also contributed this morning. We start with prayers from Kathleen and Brother Lane Francis. Of course, we have heard from Donna, Mark, but we hear from them again. So I think we ought to just go ahead and say, Marcus, if you're there, just let folks know what kind of a day they should continue to have. Hopefully we'll put some sunshine to the New Jersey area, and we'll stop the wind from falling over there in the Virgin Islands. And of course, some sunshine. So, Marcus, you come on and you start the proceedings.
Yes, it was a very pleasant, beautiful, informative show, and we're glad we were able to bring it towards you, the fans, and we hope that your day go as quiet and pleasant as ever. Enjoy your Saturday, stay cool, stay hydrated, and have fun. Have a good weekend.
Right.
Take care. Love you.
Okay, Donna, come on. Happy to get a poem. You did say that, so what kind of a day should we continue to come on in?
Yeah, as usual, I enjoyed the morning. And I'd like to say a pleasant week to everyone.
and see you next week. Thanks to all who participated in the show. I'll see you on the radio next week, God's willing.
All right.
Bye.
I know, Donna, I know of a brown that lives in King, but she calls herself Douglas by the name
that
of Hardy. Lives in New
Hardy
Jersey.
Brown,
did you run into, yes.
I'm right here.
Did you run into her and tell her hi for me?
Okay. All right.
And so, right. Good morning to you and the family.
Yes, she's not here at the moment, though.
Okay, no problem. We can always be
okay.
Okay. So, we're going to meet tomorrow. You have to do it.
Yes.
Okay, Dennis, come on.
I'm sorry, did you call me?
Yeah. You can tell us where we're going to meet tomorrow at 6 o'clock. The cricket show.
Yes, the cricket show tomorrow, 6 o'clock, we will have, there will be Leon and the guest panelists. Even Donna will be Donna will be joining us too tomorrow. So we're looking forward to getting into the nitty-gritty as far as the issues that we find so dearly, and we really want to get the feel of what is happening, is particularly with the West Indies Cricket Club, West Indies Cricket, and the fact that we have Warrington and Joaquin Cornwall back in contention. This should be an issue that we will be debating very strongly tomorrow. So join us tomorrow at 6 o'clock Eastern Time for the cricket show. Back to you.
Yeah, David just left us. We're going to call him. But, Carlo, go ahead.
Yes. Well, I'd like to bring the show to you, and I'm hoping that you're enjoying it as much as I do, because that's the idea behind the show itself, so that you can provide our listeners. It's an entertaining morning, and we do hope that we have entertained you with inspiration, with music, with our commentary, and whatever else that we might have to offer. You can join in too and have your say and your commentary as well. And if you haven't done that today, you can do that next week, because we could be right here offering you again. Until then, have a great day.
Until then, so long. So long, bye-bye. That's where we're going to end the show this morning. We want to thank all who participated, those who listened. Encourage someone to come along with you next week. Lynette, you have the last word.
Oh, you saved the best for last. Anyway, everybody enjoy the week coming up. Be safe. And I just want to say that everybody remembered Mick as a musician. He was also a very good jeweler. He did things as making nameplates and engraving and stuff like that. So our society will miss him in that respect as well. A good week to everybody.
I trust
in you.
I believe, hey, everybody say it.
I believe you.
I trust
in you. Oh Lord,
y'all put your part over here.
Over
I can't hear you. Come on, say it.
I trust.
Say it.
You are the God of miracles.
You are the God of wonders.
We're going home. We're going home. The Good Brothers is going to take us home here. Better go now.
Here on earth, the road is rugged. There are rocks to hurt my feet. And I can hardly walk without stumbling here. But I've heard about the city where the streets with gold are paved. And by the grace of God, I'm going there. I'm going home. I'm going home.
Okay, we're going home.
World that make me say, oh, I am fixed up, got my heart all cleaned up, and I'm going to see my
going home until next week, same time, same place, 9 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time, in the morning. Folks, bring along someone when you're coming, just don't come alone, hold them by the hand. But even in this episode, it's in the archive, encourage someone to listen up. Until then,
all the splendors of in heaven, they'll be mine. I'm going home.
I'm going home.
I'm going home. There's nothing in this world that can make me stay. Oh, I am fixed up, got my heart all cleaned up, and I'm going to see my Savior someday.
Alright folks, that's the Door Brothers. They're taking us out of this episode for July 8th. And don't forget, July, first month of the year. As a matter of fact, it's the first month of the second half of the year. And it can only be one first. First month of the second half of the year. So tomorrow, folks, we will be, hopefully you'll be joining us 6 in the p.m. until 9, the Eastern Standard Time. Central, free until 6 for the cricket show. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be hot off the press. So don't be square. Be there. Ivan Henry, on behalf of the entire crew here, saying, may the rest of the day be the very best of your day. Ta-da.